The American Heritage Dictionary defines the word kitsch as pretentious bad taste, especially in the arts. Logan's Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art has devoted a new exhibition to kitsch and the evolution of its perception in the context of contemporary art. For Becky Dunham, the museum's new curator of exhibitions, kitsch isn't necessarily a negative thing.
It was originally meant as kind of a derogatory term, a negative way of describing these like cheap knickknacks. But since then, it has evolved to mean so much more than that. And that is really the approach this exhibition takes. It's very much a scholarly evaluation of what is this word kitsch, where did it come from, what does it mean in the world of art history, and what does it mean today?
The show includes two-dimensional, three-dimensional, and multimedia components, with objects ranging from plastic action figures and puzzles to papier-mâché rugs and sculptures. The diversity of the exhibition invites viewers to form their own definition of kitsch, and their own opinion regarding value, and whether or not a work of art's placement in a museum improves its quality.
But the most ironic thing and the funniest element of this whole little display is the shot glass, which is kind of this humorous, ironic side of kitsch, where you have an object that is like a shot glass that's actually printed with an image of the temple in Salt Lake City, but it's actually something used to serve an alcoholic beverage, which is something that is an activity that's not partaken of in the LDS Church. So there's a bit of fun and play with this group of objects that's just a lot of fun that I think people are going to find very humorous and get a giggle out of.
Another piece likely to generate laughs is a narrative painting by contemporary artist Jeffrey Valance, which stands out for Andrea Dahan, the museum's administrative coordinator. This painting is a self-portrait that shows the artist with shaggy blonde hair and a mustache as he shakes hands with Smokey the Bear in front of a truck that appears to be broken down on the side of the road.
I like the questions that this raises because Smokey's shaking hands with the artist. Is he shaking hands with the artist because the artist has stopped to help him with his broken down truck? Is he shaking hands with Smokey because he admires him? There are just so many questions raised by it. One big question for me, too, is the fact that it's Smokey the Bear, who is this iconic figure from the 70s and 80s to help prevent forest fires, yet they're standing in front of this very barren-looking mountain. So there are no trees or forest that are visible. There's a blue sky and this sort of brown mountain in the background. So it looks very desolate, which adds to Smokey's desperation with his broken-down vehicle, but it doesn't really fit, and I like that it doesn't fit. I think what really drew me to it was just how initially out of place it felt, actually, compared to the other very professional and polished pieces that you're used to seeing in a museum. But I do really enjoy it when people are using popular culture or using nostalgia in a way that is ironic, and they're trying to make a statement through that.
A Matter of Taste, Art, Kitsch, and Culture is on view at Logan's Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art through May 7th. For photographs of the artwork, along with additional insight from curator Becky Dunham, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mikey Kettinger.